Welcome to the Language Podcast. I'm your host, Jada Marie, and we got things to talk about. Of course, it's May. Happy Mental Health Awareness Month. I told y'all, make sure y'all are tapped in with y'all mental health all year round, not just May. And I'm still sticking to it because my check-in, y'all, it's starting to feel like 2020 all over again. Like, I know some people think we're out of a pandemic. We good. We outside. No. This is feeling like 2020. It look a little different. Of course, it's not going to be the exact same, but it's giving 2020. It's giving ghetto. And it's like giving 2020 times, I don't know, because anytime people talk about COVID, so anything that happened in 2020, 21, 22, 23, everything just feels like, I don't know, you can't even really pinpoint the exact year because you say 4 years went by, but it really feel like 2 years went by, y'all. Like, COVID, I don't know. I think time has sped up. It's something going on. And again, it ain't been talked about, but it's also just feeling like COVID again because they want to talk about another virus out called FLIRT. And then I just feel like there's like so much loss going on. And I'm not sure if it's like just, you know, I don't know. It's just feeling pandemic to me. But that's kind of how I've been feeling. I don't know. That's what I've been saying the last couple of days because that's how it feels to me. Aside from it feeling like 2020 again, I'm not even going to say that I'm drained, but I just been really, like, just really seeing things for what they really are. And I give so much and I get nothing in return. I know in some past episodes, I really explained it of my cup being empty, whatever. Nah. It is what it is. I give a lot. I don't get nothing in return, but I have to continue to realize, to tell myself, like, people are not you, girl. How you show up and the things that you do, I do that out of the kindness of my heart. I don't expect anything, you know, in return. I'm really starting to have, like, zero expectations of people. Like, people show up how they show up. That's cool. That's fine. But show up how you show up and just know either you stay in my life or you get the fuck up out of my life. That's kind of what it's... That's what it is. And I'm learning. And I know when I think about like how I used to be in the past and things like that, I'm more aware. I think of things differently now, but when people got you fucked up, they got you fucked up and you don't got to keep holding on to that. So that's y'all, I'm telling y'all, it's woof. I'm just seeing true colors. That's all. It's a beautiful thing, though. Seeing true colors is a beautiful thing. Now, my bookies. I finished The House of Eve. It's a 10 out of 10. I enjoyed it. I really did. I love the ending and walking through this journey with these, I'm going to call them women, because at the end of the day, that's what they were, like women, and just seeing how things just maneuvered back in the day. I think it was a good book. Again, like I said, I'm not saying just because you went to college you'll like the book, or because you didn't go you'll dislike the book. I think it was a good book. I really, really enjoyed the end. Like, I was like, oh, we get a second book. Probably not gonna happen, but I liked that book. I did. I couldn't put it down. As y'all could see, I was updating y'all as I was reading, and yeah, it was a good one. I gave it a 10 out of 10. So whenever I gave people the option to pick the books that I, like what I should read next, The House of Eve was number one. And then A Love Song for Ricky Wilde was next. And I'm not going to lie, the first chapter kind of had me like feeling, I don't know. I'm going to say I felt like there was some big words being used, but I feel like there was a reason for those words being used. I feel like it was unnecessary, but there is like, what, 1920s, like it goes back into different times. And I mean, it talks about like, not the family is like these intellectual people, but they got money. So, you know, they just, I don't know. That could be very much so their vocabulary, whatever. But the first chapter kind of threw me for a loop, but I had to see it through. And as I continue to read this book, like, I am interested. I do want to see how it unfolds. I think that I'm, as I keep reading, like, I have questions, and it's like, not that I know what's gonna happen next, but I don't know. It definitely has me like, I keep going back, and that's all that matters when it comes to a book. Sometimes stories might not be written very well. Like, same thing when we watch TV movies. Like, it might be bad, but you're trying to see it through, you know, and then you get to the end and you got your critiques and everything. But this book is not that bad. The first chapter, whatever, but everything else that's going on in it, I'm enjoying it so far. This is gonna be a quick episode. I really don't have, I don't know, y'all. I'll just but just been going. I just been going. I just been getting up, going with the flow of the day. But of course we get on the internet, and I just have, I guess, I'll just put a couple of topics out here, just what's in the media that I'm just either reacted to or just like found a little surprising, or you know, not even surprising, but the Met Gala. How the Met Gala is being compared to the Hunger Games. I find that interesting. I'm not going to go dig. I'm not going down the rabbit holes. I just don't have the energy for that right now. Maybe another day, but maybe another month, but not this month, or not this week, not next week. I don't have it. It is crazy that these celebrities or these people are going to this event while another country is being bombed. Well, while Gaza is being bombed, yes. It's, well, not Gaza. I'm maybe, y'all, I'm not good with location, but we know what's going on, and they want to act like we don't know. We know. Yeah. So that, and then I'm gonna do this Howard's graduation. That shit not funny. It's funny, but it's not funny. Like, it's really not funny because I feel like these kids, these are the kids who like went to college during COVID. I don't know. I don't find it funny. I also didn't like how the lady got up there and was like, 'cause you know how us black people do, the fire department came to shut it down. I don't know. I be feeling a type of way about a lot of stuff. And so, and I just get off social media because, again, like I said last episode, we be our own enemies. Like, it really be us. And y'all be really mad at the white people. And I mean, they be having life fucked up too. But some of these black people, they be saying some sideways shit. And we don't even be like looking at them sideways. I cannot believe. Let me not say I can't believe. The fact that y'all want this teacher to get fired, I think that's quite fucking crazy. I really do. I really think that that's crazy. Y'all want to talk about boundaries and teachers trying to make their students their content. Y'all need to shut the fuck up. Like, y'all be worried about all the wrong things. Like, I get that some people might have had certain traumas and things with teachers. This man, like, why are y'all projecting that on this man? Y'all don't know this man. Y'all don't know him. And not only that, just the fact that even like, so now that I don't know if he got fired or not, I really didn't even watch the video when he read the letters from his students. But now y'all trying to get the other teacher fired. And here's my thing. It's not like y'all like, oh, why they not learning? They taking down his hair because he did have a whole breakdown, like a video explaining why they was taking down his hair, this, this, and that. And y'all just worried about this man and these girls. Like, y'all like hypersexualize everything, which is another issue that y'all really have. And I just think that y'all need to shut the fuck up for real. Like, it's not that deep. I don't care what y'all say. Y'all want to talk about boundaries. Do y'all have boundaries in y'all? Like, do y'all have boundaries? Because y'all not even worried about kids' education. Y'all don't give a fuck about, like, y'all pick and choose certain situations that y'all want to be all in an uproar about. Y'all be, no. It's other stuff y'all need to be worried about. And I personally feel like that man should not lose his job. I don't see nothing wrong with it. I don't care. I don't see nothing wrong with it. And I'm telling you, out of all the social medias, Facebook users and Twitter users, y'all really be like, ugh, y'all just say dumb shit. And I understand we are entitled to our opinions. Yeah, we are. But sometimes y'all be talking out the side of y'all necks. Y'all be talking out the side of y'all necks, and y'all be projecting things that y'all went through in life, y'all, or people who y'all have experienced in life or whatever, in certain settings, y'all try to play that out for everybody else. And it's not that, like, it's not that for them. And like people were putting up pictures and videos of when women do it. It's not an issue when women do it. So, I don't know. Y'all, I don't know. Again, y'all focus be in all the wrong areas. Y'all be talking about all the wrong things, trying to get people to lose their job, whatever the case may be. Y'all are some strange people. And, yeah, with that being said, I really don't have nothing to say. Like, that's all I got for y'all. I know y'all gonna be like, what the fuck? That's all I got. That's just all I got right now. Like I said, you just waking up, taking it one day at a time. Just really being open to just allowing things to be shown to me the way that they really are. And that's it. I just wanted to, you know, come and check in on y'all. Make sure that, you know, y'all doing good. Mother's Day, I mean, for me, that's every day. I love my mama every single day. Mothers are important. I just feel like Mother's Day is a funny holiday. And, of course, I did see a TikTok talking about the lady who, like, originally started it and how, like, when they start doing it for money and all the wrong things, she really went fucking with it. But that's neither here nor there. I love my mama all the time, every single day. So I just feel like Mother's Day is like, what can you give somebody who, like, gave you the world? Like, there is no gift that can, you know, amount to what my mother does and did and, like, just, you know, who she is as a person. So, you know, I hope that, I know everybody doesn't have, you know, good relationships with whomever it might be, grandma, auntie, whatever, like, it is what it is, but I just hope that people are able to enjoy their holidays or, you know, whatever you guys celebrate out there. I hope you guys can enjoy it for what you want it to be and how and what you want it to look like. Everybody celebrates differently, and just because people are doing it one way doesn't mean that you have to do it that way. As long as my mama happy, I don't care, and I hope that y'all feel the same. I know there are people who don't have their mothers, so I'm just praying and sending y'all love, that you surround yourself with love and know that you are loved. Know that your mother is there with you. And I think sometimes we don't realize how touchy holidays can be. And while, yes, they are for, like, happy moments and things like that, some people are grieving. And I just want to send my love out to anybody who is grieving. And y'all know where to find me at. It's _JMarie, 2 E's. That's on Instagram. And if you want to email me anything, it's JMarie, 2 E's, 9@gmail.com. I love y'all. I hope y'all keeping y'all head up, because what I be saying, life be life in. And I will talk to y'all later. I love y'all. Bye.